My Life in Reigate, A True Story by Heidi Penrose Buckley. A little less than 2 years ago, I was born in Reigate. I don't remember much from my earliest days, but I do remember the comforting feeling of my mother always being with me when I slept. The day I left was a fateful one. I remember vividly the first time I left the sweet comfort of home, the last glimpse of my loving mother, and the beautiful trees that surrounded the small enclosed space full of exciting smells that made me bark with glee. In case you haven't guessed yet, I'm a dog. Not just any dog. I'm a pedigree golden retriever called Mishy. There have been many things in my life that I've enjoyed, but I remember the sweetest, most amazing moment was when I went to Reigate Hill for the first time. I ran up and down, sniffing the amazing smells, then we went up to the top. My peoples had something they called hot chocolate, but were very selfish. They didn't share any with me, even though they know I'm always hungry. But then it turned out that my lovely peoples hadn't completely forgotten me, and the chief gave me some chicken, which I loved. Those were the good days, before the virus came. The coronavirus is what they called it. I could hear the word everywhere I went. It was awful, even though I got a lot more walks. But they weren't happy walks. They were stressful, upset walks, as my peoples were out of sorts, and I couldn't understand what was wrong. When I was at home, my peoples seemed to argue constantly, and they were so loud I felt helpless in the chaos. Started to make me feel empty and cold. And when we went on walks, everybody wore a weird thing on their face, covering their sniffer and their mouth. Slowly, I started to see less of my peoples. The shortest one went somewhere called school. I loved taking her there myself. Me and Daddy had great fun on all the walks we went on. I'd chase balls, and one day I found the most amazing thing ever. That's the lake in Priory Park. There were loads of other animals there with big, big wings, and they were playing in the murky brown water, which looked strangely inviting. I couldn't understand why I'd never discovered this paradise before. All the smells were so strong. I loved playing in the brown waters. I discovered I was a great swimmer. I tried to chase the ducks and visit the brown waters more often, but the boss of my peoples always shouted at me and put me on my lead, so I couldn't show off my swimming. Although I couldn't swim there, I found new adventures the day I went to Redhill Common. The top is mostly flat. It's a very exciting place. I love smelling all the leaves and biting them to hear the crunching sound. I couldn't quite see the colours, but I heard one of my peoples looking at them and saying it was beautiful. There are always many other dogs there, and I can't wait to sniff their smells. There's a wooden, hilly part where my peoples played a weird game called Kick the Can. Basically, they hid when they kicked the can and then looked for each other. I was the best finder they had ever had. I was brilliant at searching for my peoples and chasing them. They were so tired of me playing that they said I had to go with the cosy one. And she told me I was a good retriever, which, she said, means I'm good at finding things. When we got home, they ate chocolate, and it looked delicious. I waited till they were busy, and then I ran and gobbled it up. They said I shouldn't have eaten it. I felt fine, but the shortest one and the one with long hair looked scared. The people's chief took me to the vets. It was big. It was scary. I stayed right next to the people's chief, and they gave me big black pills. And they made me so sick. And after that, I was never allowed near any of the sweet chocolate again. I was almost despairing that I'd never get to chew anything like that again. But then a few months later, they put up a big tree and decorated that. I was very indignant that they'd befoul a tree in such a hideous way. Trees look much better in the park than this one did at home. Anyway, 1 week later, they all woke up early and opened colourful parcels that looked very pretty. The smallest people said that my present was the wrapping paper, and I played with that and crunched it for ages. Then came New Year's Eve. It was a cold, gloomy night, and loud bangs awoke me from my slumber. My peoples were celebrating happily outside. I couldn't understand why they would enjoy such a terrible noise. When they saw I was scared, they all came inside, and I felt much better. But the next day I could still hear bangs in my ears. Then the holiday was over. The smallest one went back to school. I was so excited because I love Priory Park. But then she stopped going. I think she must have been very bad if they didn't let her go back again. Looking back, I think that Reigate has been good to me, and I have the three most important things: food, my peoples, and my walks. That's the winning entry this year from Heidi Penrose Buckley. You can find out all about Reigate and Banstead Rights at the website. That's www.reigateandbanstedrights.com.